press ignores prisons as a rule. Most of what happens in prisons are never or rarely reported in the press. I would say this, if you wish, read Live from Death Row and find out this book that was written years ago. Find out how true it was, how accurate it was, how many of the states that began this hellacious mass incarceration are now decarcerating because their budgets are busted. You know, we're talking about a bill, again, let me kind of rephrase this. This is a bill that is signed into law by unconstitutional Tom Corbett, probably the least popular governor, Republican governor, I might add, in the United States, who is facing a virtually unknown opponent who has 20 to 25 points on him, right, at last count. This is a political stunt by a failing politician who is seeking support by using fear, right? Politicians do it all the time, but this is unconstitutional Tom's latest attempt to stroke and build up his political campaign, his failing political campaign. When you asked about the press, for most of the press, prisons don't exist, right? Silence reigns in states all across the United States. But I went to court. I was forced to go to court by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And I won in a case called Abu-Jamal versus Price, which gives me the right to write. Now they're trying to take away my right to read my own writings. How unconstitutional is that?